I want to talk about repair and the importance of it, not just because it's a social thing to do, it's a nice thing to do, but there's a biological aspect to repair that's important to pay attention to. There is no such thing as a perfect parent, and we know this. And one thing that makes good parenting good is that a parent is sensitive to a child and is sensitive to mistakes that are made and fixes them, repairs them, makes an error correction, does something so that there's some relief, there's some respect for the relationship. In adulthood, it's the same thing. We make mistakes. But if those mistakes aren't swiftly repaired, because again, you're in a two-person psychological system, what you do affects the other person. If you don't make swift repair, you become very threatening. So on a threat level, people need to repair injuries very quickly because the longer they wait between the point of injury and repair, the clock is ticking and it's ticking against you. Tick tock, tick tock. Nothing good is happening between the time of injury and repair except amplified negative feelings. Stuff that's probably going to go into long-term memory. A lot of neurochemicals going through your body that actually cause wear and tear on your system in the long run. And you begin to become more threatening in your relationship. So there's really no upside to this. Now, a lot of people don't notice that they've hurt their partner because they don't pay attention. That's going to be a problem because if you're constantly stepping on your partner's toes and you don't notice it, you're going to have a very angry partner. But let's say you step on your partner's toes and you know you did, but you don't say sorry. That's going to also be a problem too. It's all about repair. It's not about making mistakes. Secure functioning relationships are built around the care about the relationship, the primacy of the relationship, which means that I have an investment in making sure that you are okay. I don't want you in distress for very long. And if I do something, I want to make it right away. So repair, I can't say enough about how important it is to be done very, very quickly, so quickly that if you're talking even about something so important as the cure for cancer and your partner's face goes south and looks like they're not happy at that moment, you have to stop the presses and take care of that. That as a couple, a secure functioning couple, if you don't take this part seriously, if you don't stop everything and take care of distress, injury, anything that's not happy, positive, that occurred moment by moment as you're talking or dealing with each other, if you don't take care of that right away, there's going to be big trouble. Again, our brains are built more for war. That now becomes something remembered as something negative. And there's a part of our brain, part of our body, that's on the lookout for that and remembers it and will look for it the next time. So how do you maintain a long-term relationship? So far, we're talking about having real agreements between each other, not just going into this blindly, but really agreeing. What is our culture? Why are we doing this? What's the point? What purpose do we serve? And also taking very seriously this issue of repair. That means that we care about the other person's distress. We want to do something about it very quickly. If you too want to be right at any given time, you may win that argument, but you'll lose everything else. Being right in this kind of relationship never works. Because again, the relationship comes first, not the self. So you have to decide what is going to be more important here, yourself, your emotional state, or the fidelity of your relationship that you both are building and that you both have a stake in. If it's the latter, then hopefully you'll be invested in taking care of injuries very quickly, very seriously, and making sure that you make it right. Now, this is another issue. What is repair and what is making it right? Is it my intention? I intend to say I'm sorry. I said I was sorry. I've done things to make repair, but you're just not repaired. So it's your problem, right? It's your problem. I've done everything. In this model and how we're looking at things, it is the person who broke it that has to fix it and can't complain that the other person isn't fixed. You break it, you fix it. This kind of relationship, and I want to make this very, very clear, the primary attachment love relationship, that relationship is a pay-to-play system. It doesn't come cheaply. You just don't get in because you want to. You break it, you fix it. It's a pay-to-play system. What does it cost to repair something? It costs whatever it costs for the other person to feel better. And that's what makes thinking in this way different. We're responsible for each other. This is not about me. This is about us, and it's about your relief. It's an odd thing that when we think of taking care of the other person, not in a codependency way, but in a way that believes in true mutuality and expects it, when we do this, we actually get our needs met. When we take care of another person in this way, we get taken care of. It just happens. Much more efficient than when we think of ourselves only and try to take care of ourselves. That doesn't work as well.